I've certainly, in my Rett patients, seen some phenomenal responses to pemetrexed as well, including some patients that were really sick and kind of revived in the way we only think about happening in patients who get a targeted agent in the setting of a driver mutation. So this is a patient who started off with 4 cycles of chemotherapy with pemetrexed and carbo, and then had 3.5 years with disease-free interval. And I think very appropriate to be looking at these Rett-targeted agents in her, but you know, pemetrexed was almost a targeted agent for her in the past, and she had a really long time without it. So I wouldn't forget about that in her case.
Any hypotheses? I remember the thing with pemetrexed and ALK, and I never heard anything really explained it. Heather, any thoughts about really what's going on here biologically?
Well, I mean, with ALK, there was lots of discussions around the thymidylate synthase levels. I don't think we ever saw truly convincing evidence that that's the story, but it probably has to do with the fact that you know, pemetrexed is hitting several targets that are involved in DNA metabolism, and I haven't seen any data in Rett tumors to say that we have high levels of thymidylate synthase or low levels or of any of the other of the targets of pemetrexed, but that's probably what it is. I don't know if Matt or Jeff or Justin have further data along that.
Only to say that all of what you're describing supports that it's not unreasonable to do a randomized phase III trial of platinum pemetrexed versus selpercatinib, and that phase III trial is enrolling, right? And so we all rail against, the need for confirmatory phase III trials. But I think what we're describing here is it's not a crazy idea. It's going to be a global study, and certainly we're going to enroll at Dana-Farber, and I think it's a reasonable question because chemo can work and TKIs can work. I certainly think TKI is going to win, but I think it's not a crazy question to randomize to.
Right.
I was kind of surprised when you said about this, the trial with exon 20 comparing to chemo. It sounds like the old IPASS thing, and I thought that was over. Now we just find drugs that cause a 60% response rate, and we don't need phase III trials, but I guess that doesn't always apply, Heather.
Well, that's a, EGFR exon 20 is not deletion 19 and L858R. These patients have good responses to chemotherapy and to date have not done well with EGFR TKIs. Hopefully that'll be different with these next generation EGFR TKIs that are focused on the exon 20 like TAK-788.